You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour, the title watch series. I am Alex Mearns and I'm joined with Dom Betts once again. Dom, it's the Arsenal podcast.
My favourite team in the world. Yay.
It's the Arsenal podcast. If you listen to The Football Hour, you know Dom is not the most upbeat person about Arsenal. But I think Arsenal fans have got a lot to be upbeat about, Dom. Really, really do. They might have drawn 0-0 to Borough at the weekend at home, but it keeps their unbeaten run going. You're going to think the opposite, aren't you? Go on, tell me. What do you think about the result?
I think Middlesbrough should have won. They were the better team in the game.
Well,
they had the better chances in the game.
What am I doing now? Clapping. If you think Borough should have won, congratulations Arsenal for keeping it 0-0. Be nice. You know that is logical.
Yeah, I know it's logical, but I don't like going with logic. Especially when it comes to Arsenal anyway.
They're sitting second, joint level points with Liverpool and City. I said it in the podcast about Arsenal the other week, Dom, that I think they're going to win the league. This is title watch. I'm going to go with it. I think Arsenal are going to win the league. Why don't you?
Because it's Arsenal, perfectly honest with you.
Rubbish.
I can't see Arsenal winning a league title.
It's okay. Just too many teams around them. Is that why you don't think?
Maybe. Arsenal and winning titles just doesn't sound right to me. Well, Premier League title anyway. It'll be 13 years if they don't win the title this year. And for a club the size of Arsenal, that's a disgrace, to be perfectly honest. That is a disgrace.
Well, we've seen with Liverpool, they get in the Champions League and then drop out a lot of the time. Manchester United, after Fergie, they've been in the Champions League, is it one season since Fergie's gone? Arsenal done terrific under Wenger, getting the Champions League.
I'd think Arsenal fans would probably have taken the last 13 years United had,
right,
the last 13 years they've had.
Okay, I'd probably agree as well. So I'm not going to big them up that much. Their upcoming fixtures in the league, they've got Sunderland away. Wouldn't that be an Arsenal sort of result for Sunderland to get their first win of the season? Is that the type of game? What you're saying, that is the reason Arsenal won't win. Do you think they're going to lose that?
I really do think Sunderland are going to beat Arsenal.
Is that the bottle that you talk about with Arsenal? They haven't got any bottle.
It'll just be doing in Arsenal. Like, I honestly think Sunderland are going to win this game.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Is that because football's just so unexplainable, really?
Yeah.
That Sunderland haven't won a game all season. Arsenal are in tremendous form. But the reason Arsenal never win titles is because they don't win games like that.
I honestly think Sunderland are going to at least get something from this game.
Did you watch the Champions League game against Ludogorets?
I've seen the goals.
It's weird. A lot of the pundits were saying, they were like, it's 6-0, but I thought Ludogorets were in it.
Yeah, they were, because Ospina made a handful of decent saves, I heard.
But some cracking goals. Walcott, we spoke about in the last podcast. Did you see his goal? Unbelievable. Outside of the box, Ozil scoring hat-tricks. Do you just think they should have saved some of the goals for Borough?
Yeah, they should. I don't understand why you're playing Walcott Ozil against Ludogorets.
Arsene Wenger's explanation after the Borough game is that there are two teams on the pitch, Dom. And we have to remember that. Borough aren't there to go to the Emirates and get smashed. It's two forces going against another. I know Arsenal have the better players, but sometimes it doesn't work. And that's what I'm saying. That point could be vital. But what you're saying is, if they go and beat Borough...
If this point was at Middlesbrough, yeah, I would say, yeah, it's a gained point. But home games, if you're going to win the league, you have to win these games. I understand drawing at home to likes of Man City, Liverpool, Spurs, Chelsea, Everton, but Middlesbrough, team is going to be fighting relegation this season.
Is the reason they didn't get any goals, do they need to start playing another striker up front with Alexis, maybe at the home games? I know they've been scoring a bucket loads of goals, but could they go for another striker? Perez or Giroud?
I mean,
coming back.
Yeah, Giroud's just coming back from injury, I think.
Or do you just think they're on a winning
formula? I don't
know.
Had Arsenal playing two strikers up front, it doesn't seem right.
Okay.
That just doesn't seem Arsenal. I can't see Wenger doing that.
I know people are probably going to shout at me, why change a winning team? And that's right. But if, as you say, they need to go and get the result at home against Borough, maybe play the guy you spent 23 million. Was it 23 for Perez?
Yeah, it's around 20 million.
Around 20
yeah.
million. Go and play your second striker. Go and play it. I thought a big problem was that Xhaka got sent off the week before. You had two CDMs in Coquelin and Elneny who can't really play the ball forward between the lines.
They're great at their defensive duties,
yeah,
but going forward,
was that the problem?
There wasn't anything linking the defence to the strike
right
force,
okay,
which is what Xhaka does.
I'm just going to put a massive butt in there, but you were saying Borough are the better side and they had a lot of chances.
They did, yeah.
So
Czech was the reason they didn't lose this game.
So is the reason they didn't win it because they had Elneny and Coquelin, But the reason they didn't lose it is because they had Elneny and Coquelin. We've been saying for a lot of years, Arsenal just don't have a central defensive midfielder. And is it great now that they've got so many? Or have they got too many who can't pass forward? I'm confused, Dom.
I think Arsenal were just poor in this game.
Okay.
This performance has sort of been coming, or this result's been coming over the last two league games. They've been awful. Well, not awful, but they've been poor. And they've been riding their luck. I said it in the last podcast.
You can't be really poor and score three goals to Swansea.
Okay, maybe not poor, but they shouldn't have won that game.
Okay. But they did, and that's why we said in the other podcast, it's good for Arsenal. And this is called title watch, so...
You know what the answer's going to be.
I'm not going to ask the question. Ask me the question.
Are they going to win the title?
I think they are.
I can't see that happening, perfectly honest.
Okay, well...
I think it just comes down to a mental aspect. I don't think they have it in them.
Right.
They're top two best teams in the league on their day.
But honestly,
I think there's this mental thing which happens to Arsenal players that they don't think they can actually do it.
They've got Mesut Ozil. He's won a World Cup. In the summer, Sanchez won, what was it, the Copa America. Mustafi, he's won a World Cup. Czechs won titles with Chelsea. They've got a team full of people who've won things before, so what is that? What are you saying about the mentality? It can't be. Just because they put on an Arsenal shirt doesn't mean that they can't win leagues. Because they've done it before.
Half these players are there last season when they should have won the league.
Okay.
Arsenal should have won the league last season. There's no argument.
That's harsh on Leicester.
It's not being harsh on Leicester. It's Arsenal should have won the league last year.
Tottenham were a better side than Arsenal. I just think Arsenal are improving. The last 3 years, since Ozil's come in, each year, they're improving. They've gone up from fourth to third. From third to second. And I just think that they're constantly not changing, which I think is a good thing. And you're seeing the progression. I know it's slow, and I know people want it quicker. But what I'm pointing out is the progression. Fourth, third, second. It might be first.
It won't be first.
But why did you have to say that? It was a really good thing that I just said. That was a really clever thing that I've just said.
Because they're not going to finish third.
All right, we're repeating ourselves, aren't we? We're repeating ourselves. Arsenal sitting second at the moment. Can they win the title? Arsenal fans, get in contact with us at The Football Hour on Twitter. Tweet us. Can they win the title? Who are you agreeing with? Is it Dom? Is it me? Thank you, Dom, for coming in and doing this podcast. I'm sure the Arsenal fans aren't thanking you for coming in and doing this podcast.
I don't know why Arsenal fans don't love me, you know.
I think I can see an Arsenal shirt under your jumper there.
Oh, is that an Arsenal shirt? Oh, it's blue, isn't it?
Right, this has been The Football Hour, the Title Watch series. Thank you so much for listening. We'd really do appreciate it. Goodbye.
Just search The Football Hour on the iTunes Store and subscribe to receive all our latest podcasts straight away.